Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paweł Wieprzowski, and on behalf of WOOD & Company, I would like to very warmly welcome you at the fourth quarter conference call with Kernel's representatives. Today, the company is represented by Andrzej Wereski, Chairman of the Board, Anastazja Ustarczewa, CFO, and Yuriy Kowalczyk, Corporate Investment Director. Now, I would like to pass the floor to the company's representatives.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We present the annual report. So thank you for to take place in our call today. I'm pleased to present the results of the group for the year ended 30 June 2020. Our EBITDA increased to $440 million. Net profit amounted 118 million, and leverage ended up at 2.2 net debt to EBITDA as of June 2020. So we are happy with resilient business performance of this challenging season. We have lots of problems last season: African swine fever, continued U.S.-China trade tension, production oversupply over the world, political instability, and finally COVID-19 pandemic. All those factors have made agriculture market very turbulent. At the same time, our results are ahead of our initial expectation. We achieved several operational records and progress in execution of our strategy 2021. Diversity of our business model paid off this season. Relatively weak farming business results was offset with strong performance of oil seeds processing and infrastructure and trading segments. First, I start with oil seeds processing. So all external factors were supportive for oil seeds processing business in financial year 2020. Despite significant volatility of the global prices for the sun oil for financial year 2020 were generally higher than year ago, which positively impacted profit captured by also Ukrainian farmers and crushers. And given the records of the production, 16.5 million tons of the sun seeds in Ukraine, this actually makes the competition among the crushers easier. And obviously, we didn't have a crushing capacity growth this season. So all this allowed Kernel to secure a strong $100 per ton of oil EBITDA margin. With 1.5 million tons of the sunflower seed sales, the segment generated $152 million of EBITDA, which is up 39% year-to-year. Outstanding results were achieved by infrastructure and trading segment, which doubled EBITDA compared to financial year 19, reaching this historical high number of $216 million. We increased grain export volume from Ukraine by 30% year-to-year, 7.9 million tons, give us a position of the largest grain exporter from Ukraine. Grain export achievement was also reflected in the grain transshipment volume dynamics. Our terminal handled 6.7 million tons, which is 45% up to compare last year. It's also helped by launch the new operation of our new trans-grain terminal. Thirdly, we benefit from our last year investments in grain rail cars. We optimized and saved $38 million of transportation costs, which fully justify our investments in the rail car business last year. And finally, the strong results of the has been delivered by Avera subsidiary, which has turned last year loss into the profit in financial year 2020, securing large share of segment EBITDA growth. Farming segment dropped to $134 million EBITDA, and the number excluding IFRS 16 impact is of $83 million, which is down 54% year-to-year. So key factors for decline were lower yields for corn, lower grain prices, growing production costs as well, by appreciation of the hryvnia against U.S. So To finalize, once again, strong performance of oilseed processing and infrastructure trading and quite weak performance of the farming. Considering the financial year 2020 results and the CapEx pipeline of the current year, the Board of Directors proposed shareholders to approve dividends of 25 cents per share. Give you a few words of outlook financial year 2021. So the new season seems to be an important test for the resilience of our platform against the external factors. At the current stage of the season, we envisage harvest size reduction for the oil key crops in Ukraine. Sampler receipts harvest in financial year 2021, we expect a decline by 14% year-to-year to 14.2 million tons. And the grain harvest is likely to reduce 8% to 67 million tons. Major crops, obviously, crop, wheat, and barley. This all means that competition among crushers and competitors will be stronger, and everyone will fight for asset utilization. At the same time, we believe that uptrend of the soft commodity prices should help us with the margins. Despite the low crops, we still plan to deliver record volumes in financial year 2021. We targeted 3.5 million tons of the sun seeds crushing and 9.5 million tons of the grain exports from Ukraine. Pretty much this is the scale Kernel never achieved before. For our CapEx program, it will be finished in current financial year 2021. We expect to finalize all our greenfield expansion by investing $270 million. This number is including our regular annual maintenance. We plan to finally commission our oil seed processing plant in Western Ukraine and finish our renewable energy assets, and also along with increased intake capacity for our new grain export terminal. So finally, a few words about future growth opportunity. Within our business lines in Ukraine, we will be looking for potential M&A to consolidate the few remaining independent players in the crushing and infrastructure business to secure our leadership position. Still, this opportunity, we believe, will not require a material deploy of the capital, and the timing of such acquisition is hard to predict at the moment. We already discussed several times the agriculture land market reform, so which is de facto is postponed. So we also don't plan to deploy any capital in this direction. As a result, we expect material reduction of the capital redeployment beyond financial year 2021, and we hope positively will impact our net cash generation capacity. To address it, we developed a new capital allocation policy, which we plan to present to you, to our shareholders, into the next annual report after we finish our CapEx program in 2021. This is pretty much it from my side, and we're ready for your questions. Please go ahead.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask any questions, please would you press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you have joined via the web, please remember to click the request to speak flag icon. The first question we have from the phone lines comes from Daniel Zakharovich of Barclays. So please go ahead, Daniel. Your line is now open.
Thanks very much for the call. Just with the different dynamics that you see affecting the outlook for 2021, where are you currently planning to land for full-year EBITDA? Do you have any expectations of how next year will compare to this year? And then you're able to comment on what portion of the $260 million result from the infrastructure and trading business came from Avera?
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. First of all, regarding the dynamic of the 2021 season. So obviously it will be challenging, a challenging environment because, as you know, the size of the crop is one of the key factors for us, which works positive if we have a record crop, and it's also putting pressure on a supply and on the farmers, and we usually in this environment able to make better margins. This season is not the case. We definitely see the low crop on the major overseas sunseeds and also the grain as well. Season already started, and we see at the moment quite strong margins on the sunflower seeds oil. But I would not be very optimistic at the moment because obviously strong prices helping generating healthy margins. But the question is, how are we going to go through the whole season? And we definitely see that if prices hold high at the moment until the end of the year, it will be probably strong margins. And then the fight for asset utilization after this in the second part of the year might be quite difficult, and then it's quite difficult as well to predict what kind of margins we will have in the second half of the year. So I would so to answer your question, it would be very difficult right now to give you outlook and how the margin will look for the whole season, because this season will be definitely volatile and full of surprises. But as usual, we try to manage it as best. In terms of Avere contribution, what I can say is Avere is turned positive, quite good results. We're very happy of the Avere performance this season. Played pretty important role in our infrastructure and trading, but unfortunately we decided as a policy not to disclose the exact number of contribution. This is within the infrastructure and trading segment, so that's why I would probably stay silent about the exact number, but I can tell you that the results, we're happy, and the company performed pretty well. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We now have a question from Alexandre Ayoub from Wuhalaha. So please go ahead, Alexandre. Your line is now open.
Hey, thanks a lot and congrats for these results. I'm Alexandre from Waha, not Wuhala. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yeah. Just if you can speak a bit louder, it would be great. But yeah, I can hear.
Of course. Yeah, I just want to follow up on the question from the first investor. I understand that it's very volatile this year compared to last year, and harder to forecast. But can you just tell us a bit roughly? I think infrastructure and trading, is it fair to say that should be more or less between 2019 and 2020 results? We shouldn't have like really weak results. Just trying to go by each of the three divisions. So the infrastructure and trading, I think you had EBITDA between 100 million and 220 million. Is it fair to assume that you still be able to generate a revenue with an EBITDA within this range? And then same question for all processing. Do you think the EBITDA could be between 100 and 150 million, or maybe it could be even more challenging in 2021? And then the farming, I think the farming, we have seen years where the EBITDA was around $90 million. Do you think it could go even lower than that, or not really?
Yeah, thank you for your questions. So I can give you my view. I mean, infrastructure and trading segment, we're not that much worried. We, despite the crop reduction, we still believe that we should deliver the good volume, and I think it will be more or less similar to 2020, just with the one remark as the Avere performance. You know, this is still a kind of a speculation involved, and I hope the guys will go through this season again, quite positive and quite successful. So if there is no bad surprises from Avery, I think we should be in the level of 2020. In terms of oil seeds processing, it's quite hard. I don't think we're going to go much lower, but it might be challenging to get 150 as we did last year. Last year was a 16.5 million production, was really good environment, obviously no crushing capacity. Prices was quite low, but still okay. And this season I'm a bit worried about utilization. So, I would not comment it as right now. I think at the end of the end of this year, in December, we will have a better clarity for oilseed processing. For farming, I can tell you as well. So crop, we haven't sold yet all production. We sold a little bit, and it was probably not the right move because we predicted at the beginning super high crop, and suddenly we came out with the low numbers. So the farming will definitely suffer some yield numbers. The yield, especially corn, will be probably even lower than last year 2020. But prices are recovered and obviously helped farmers, farming department as well. I hope we would be able to do the same level as the last year. But once again, everything game will be about the prices. If prices hold well, I think we should be able to deliver the same number. If prices will come off again, it would be difficult.
Got it, but it's unlikely that we're in a situation where farming has like just 50 million EBITDA or close to zero EBITDA, or that could maybe happen.
No. We don't see this. I think we might be lower than last year, of course, but it still should be quite okay.
Got it. Super. And when you say last year, do you mean 2020?
2020.
Okay. Super. And then just on Avere as well, is it possible to tell us a bit more why it was loss-making before? How come this year performance was so good? What are the drivers? How are they able to make so much money?
The Avery purpose is quite, the trading platform, and sometimes traders are successful, sometimes not. And obviously last year was difficult and the trade war. And the guys was especially like the oil trading desk was quite hammered by the COVID and by the China and the U.S. relationship was quite difficult to operate and to read the market. I'm talking about 2019. But 2020, pretty much all directions what they were trading was good. And pretty much right, I would say. So they trade very well, and I can tell you they started the first quarter very positively as well. So they see them, they saw this bull move, and they took the right positions. And I think at the moment they're actually performing pretty well. If you ask me, would it be for the whole year? I can't tell you. I mean, it's quite difficult. But we hope that Avery will at least maintain this good results for the 2021.
And sorry, just to understand, so do they take some? Where do they add? How do they make the money? Just by making bets?
Day trading prop. Day trading prop, and they taking risks, and this risk is limited by drawdown and the VAR, and of course they can make money and they can lose money. It's a pure trading house.
What is the, just for us to get a feel, like what is the maximum EBITDA you think, negative EBITDA they could lose in a single year?
I don't think they can lose more than 20, 25. That's max.
Million euros?
Yeah, dollars.
Okay, dollars. Okay, that's really helpful. Great, thank you so much. That's very helpful.
Thank you.
We now have the next question from Jacob Schroedersbeck from MBank. So please go ahead, Jacob. Your line is now open.
Good evening. Congratulations with the very good results for the last quarter. I've got two questions. The first one is to clarify how much crops of your own production did you already sold? How much is hedged for right now? And the second question, is about the Avera. If you could, I remember that last year you limited the Avera, I would say operations only for hedging. They were speculating less. So after this good result from last year, would you allow them to speculate a bit more? What is your attitude on that?
Thank you for the questions. So for the farming, for the grain, I think we sold around 25%, and once again, that this move wasn't very successful because the prices went up since then. So wasn't the perfect trade for us. In terms of Avera, we are not planning, despite the good results in 2020, we are not planning to increase the risk envelope. So they will stay in the same limits and as of 2020. And just to make it clear, we still work with Avera for the program of the oil sales, but the grain is they're totally independent. So they trade screen on the grain. They pretty much not that much buying from kernel physically, except of course oil program. We have an intensive program between Avera and kernel. Thank you.
Thank you.
We now have another question from Martin Norwalk from OPMA. So please go ahead, Martin. Your line's open now.
Good afternoon. Two questions from me. First one, could you comment a little bit more about your planned update of capital management policy for the next annual results? What should we expect? What will be the criteria of potential distribution to shareholders? And the second question would be an update on the oil situation. How much likely is the potential purchase of oil? Thank you.
Martin, thank you very much. So for the capital, honestly, I wouldn't say much today regarding the capital allocation policy. Give us one more year, please, and we want to finish the capex, and I hope everything goes according to the plan. I don't see we will spend any more than we just announced for 2021. I don't think any M&A will take place during the 2021. And definitely, as I said already with my at the beginning, we would definitely come up with the concrete policy of a capital allocation at the same time when we're going to present the results of the 2021. In terms of the V-Oil, honestly, not much going on. We acquired the minority shares. If I'm not mistaken, in 3 years. At the moment, we can't agree about price at all. So, there was a positive year for them as well. For last year, they also generate some profit, not much, but still. And the owners are not really keen to sell on a low price, on a low valuation, which is absolutely understandable. And we're pretty passive on this investment at the moment. We have the shareholders agreement. In 5 years, they have to put the company on the market. 2 years already passed. We have still 3 years for this. And let's see what's going on. I don't see big development unless, obviously, the season turns really tough. And they're not going to make money, and then at the end of the this season, they might come back on the table and say, "Okay, let's discuss the acquisition opportunity." But at the moment, it's not on the table.
Okay, thank you. And maybe one more question regarding the hedging policy in farming, because you said that already around 25% of crops grains have been hedged. How it look like in previous years? I mean, how much percent of the crop harvest was already sold at this at the same point of the year?
Yeah, last year we sold more, and I think last year trade was more successful than this year. I mean, the specific of this season is the following. I mean, in April, May, the crops looks really, really good. Honestly, like I haven't honestly seen this turnaround for such a period of time since, I don't know, I don't really remember this case. Then May and April, May, we had such a, even June, I mean, we had a lot of rain. And the perspective and forecast of the both crop grain and sun seeds was really, really good. And both our team and Avery team was very, very bearish in terms of pricing. So luckily we sell not that much. We sell only like up to 25%. And then suddenly the weather changed and it was big hit and no rainfall at all. So we lost this pollination period for the corn, and the sun seed as well suffered a lot. So especially obviously not all part of Ukraine, but south and center and east was really hammered by the weather conditions. So we still have a pretty good result in north and the west, but definitely country will get less. So back to your question, last year we sold more and was more successful trade. This year we sold slightly less, but definitely was not the right move, but was impossible to predict, honestly speaking.
Okay, thank you.
We have no further questions registered at this time, but as a reminder, it's *1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question, or if you have joined via the web, please click the Request to Speak flag icon. We now have some more questions registered, and the first one comes from Konstantin Fasovets from Adamant Capital. So please go ahead, Konstantin. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I have a couple of questions. The first one I'd like to ask is regarding Avera also. So you mentioned that you have decided to not disclose the exact results. Could you sort of give us the thinking behind that? Because these are very different sort of businesses, what you trade and what you sort of in your financial, these financial derivatives that you do are very different, right? And the results are very volatile on that front. So maybe let's just start with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is the management decision. We decide not to because, I mean, it's obviously we're not really afraid much of disclosing. But I think it's, that's what the management decision to do it. And we give you a direction, but not the exact number. And that was a management decision. I don't know, Anastasia. Maybe you can add from technical point of view. Did we have some reason to do it? But.
No, this general decision, we disclose three segments. We don't disclose any significant details inside those segments, and we don't see any reason to disclose very specifically. But as Andre mentioned, we provide the guidance in respect of, you know, overall trend, and Andre already disclosed the maximum possible loss of this company. So you can understand the size of the risk of the company.
Okay. Yeah.
We can assure you if something goes extremely bad or whatever with Avera, we would definitely give you details. But that's not the case, and we don't think it will be the case in the future.
Okay. I see. All right. So a couple of technical things. So in the fourth quarter, I believe your unallocated expenses grew quite a bit to 28 million. So that's quarter on quarter, I think. This is more than double. Could you say why that happened? And also IFRS 16, the same thing in fourth quarter was a lot higher than previous quarters.
Anastasia, can you help me with this, please?
We can say that something about 7 million is related to COVID expenses. and that's what we had in the last quarter. The rest, nothing specific. Yeah, that's the amount I have in mind for COVID expenses. And also, this is correspond with the last year dynamic. We will check probably the details and can speak offline.
Okay. Okay. And can you comment on IFRS 16?
We provide the full disclosure and reconciliation in our presentation. That's on page 6. If something is not clear there, please contact our investor relations team.
Quite complex of numbers of this IFRS 16. I don't think it's the right things to loading this call with these numbers. But obviously, if you have specific things,
that's
yeah.
Okay. And then I also wanted to ask. So going forward, and given that the harvest is lower this year, right, and your market share in exports is growing once again quite significantly, do you see a problem with competition being, you know, being higher, even higher than this year? I mean, how much of a risk do you see this being for 2021?
As I said, of course, will be tough year, and we have ambition plans, and our plan is 9.5 million grain export this year. Obviously, it will be very, very challenging to achieve. We still believe we can do it. We have all tools. We have a super new, very good, technically, from technical point of view, terminal. We have the biggest rail car fleet. We have lots of silos with very good loading capacity. So, and team is strong. So I think we have a good chance to still even deliver more grain export than last year, despite the crop is lower. But if you ask me if it would be easy, I can tell you no. It will be quite a fight. Let's see.
Okay. And then final question on crushing. So in the third quarter, you were guiding for annual margin of $85 per ton.
Yeah.
In the end, we have 100. And so regarding visibility in this segment, I guess the question is, so I think you're reporting this or guiding for this at the end of May. That's pretty close to the end of the year. So what can you maybe say why you were surprised so much? Because the difference is quite big for the fourth quarter from what you were sort of seeing at that.
In the fourth quarter, we delivered $130 per ton of oil margin. Usually it's quite, quite unusual. We never, usually fourth quarter is quite weak, but we were buying goods, also selling good. I mean, was quite surprising for us as well, 130. So, and 100, obviously very good result for the average for the whole year. As of this year, as I already answered before, at the moment, margin's healthy. Quite strong just because the oil is quite high in terms of the prices. Farmers selling, they try to get rid of the sun seeds because they're making good margins. Despite lower yields, they still better off than last year with the higher yields but lower prices for the sun seeds. But the question is utilization, and the question is the second half of the year. This is at the moment super difficult to predict. And I would not make any forecast or any statement at the moment what's going to happen after December and how the second part of the year will look like. Definitely not easy, but we hope we're going to get the buffer of the healthier margin in the first half of the year, and then we will fight for the second half of the year.
Okay. But if talking about visibility, do you think the visibility that you typically have in the segment, is it a couple months ahead? Is it a quarter ahead? I mean, how far ahead do you feel comfortable that, you know, you sort
for,
of
for the until December today, we feel pretty strong in terms of utilization and the margin level. It will be definitely higher than average this year. But it doesn't mean much, because the question is, it's still a half of the year we have to still crush half of the volume, and what kind of margins we will see. This is difficult to say.
Okay.
We have 14.2 million tons of a crop. It's quite a big reduction compared to the 16.5 last year.
Right. Thank you.
We now have the next question from Natalia Shibanovskaya of Dragon Capital. So please go ahead, Natalia. Your line is now open. Okay.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the presentation. A couple of follow-ups from my side, please. First of all, on oil business, I'd like to check if company has already pre-sold some portion of its 2021 sun oil output similar to the grain crops, and if company is still able to benefit from higher sun oil prices. Thank you.
Just to make it clear, for oil seeds, for oil processing business, we are selling forward only our own farming production of the sun seeds. We sold big chunk of this, and once again, it wasn't the perfect trade for the farming department, of course, for us, because the prices went up after this recently. Let's say this is a really minor volume compared to what we're buying from third party. But what we're buying from third party, we're doing completely mark-to-market. We're not really pre-selling or short or long these positions. We buy sun seeds and we sell sun oil, so we try to keep the margins. So answer your question, we simply don't do it. It's only linked to the farming production.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And one small follow-up also. You mentioned that the company expects this year grain harvest in Ukraine to decline 8% year-over-year. Should we expect similar decline for kernels or in-house harvest, or it could be a bit better compared to Ukraine?
Mikhail, can we give this guidance? We will be better than 8%?
Well, we can revert to that, but actually we should decline also for all other segments, for all other crops, three key crops.
In percentages-wise?
Don't have the numbers in front of me, but...
No, 8%, we're expecting this country will go down year to year, but
yeah.
Our own farming production will be less
than 8%. It's not yet
completed.
It's not yet mm-hmm. completed.
Okay. So we will give you update, but I hope we will be better than country.
Understood. Thank you very much. And one final question. If your company's view on renewable energy projects have changed in any way given the current payment discipline for the renewable energy overall in Ukraine? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. We don't change anything. Of course, we're facing, not only us, but the whole country is facing this difficulties of the payments discipline from the government. But we feel kind of strong. I think we have all reason to get this money, and from legal perspective as well, from legal position. But we also believe we will not go to this extreme side, and I think the government is working hard to solve this issue and somehow to make the discipline, and I hope the market for the green energy, the energy market will pay it regularly and on time. But let's see. But I hope we haven't changed anything, and I think we somehow manage it.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
We now have the next question from Michael Majerski from Alliance PTE. So please go ahead, Michael. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding your guidance, your outlook for upcoming year. I mean, these volumes, crushing volumes, 3.4 million tons, is based on what capacity? The same capacity as the year before, or some new capacity from the new multi-seed plant in Western Ukraine will be already commenced? And similar question to grain export segment. This 9.5 million tons includes full contribution or 4 million tons from the the new Chernomorsk terminal, because this investment is has two phases, if I understand correctly. Already 4 million is commenced now, or it will be enlarged during the year.
Okay, thank you very much. So 3.5 does not include the new crushing plant, which will be commissioned at the end of the financial year 2021. So, but we signed a long-term tolling agreement for 200,000 tons. So the capacity, crushing capacity, will be slightly higher than last year. In terms of 9.5, we plan 8 plus, tough to say, but maybe 8.5 million through the Aura terminal, so fully utilized our new terminal, which we're commissioning last year. So make it clear, okay, from, so from 9.5 million... From 9.5 million, only 1 million will go to the third-party terminal, but 8.5 for the Aura terminal, plus minus.
Okay, and this terminal is finished, this 4 million, or some...
Yeah, it's all done. The only we this year, during the financial year 2021, we still increase, and we're doing some investments for the truck receivables. So we just increase the capacity of receiving the volumes of the truck, but in terms of the terminal capacities and storage and the loading rate, the capacity is all done.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have no further questions registered at this time, but as a reminder, it's star one if you would like to ask any questions today. And if you have joined via the web, please click the request to speak flag icon. We have had no further questions registered at this time, so we'll hand back over to you, Paul.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope we answer all your questions. But if not, please don't hesitate to contact us, and we will provide you more detailed information. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.